However, it is worth noting here that when you look at the actions this week, okay, this week, by the way, after you already saw ICE officers with armed assassination attempts against them in Texas over the weekend, the day after, as you can see here, yes, one day after, 10 people were charged for plotting to ambush ICE agents and take their lives. California Senator Alex Padilla was doing what? He was focusing all of his political energy on continuing this push here to make it illegal for ICE officers to wear masks to cover their face. Now, just a casual reminder here. The Trump administration has repeatedly stated the reason why ICE has to cover their face is because insane lunatics like what you just saw on your screen earlier are trying to target them and potentially do bad things to them. They're trying to identify them, harass their families. And you might look at it and say, oh, that's just fear-mongering by the Trump administration. That's just exaggeration. But I think after what you saw today, what you saw this weekend, no. That cannot be denied anymore. This is a real-world threat. Real things are happening. And it is here completely and utterly justified, if it wasn't before, it absolutely is now, for ICE to be covering their face. But still, nonetheless, no condemnation of Alex Padilla for the fact that people are, you know, doing what they're doing. But here's what he had to say this week about ICE.